The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, who he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today we hear the call of the 12 apostles. Mind you, these were not men known to be brilliant or brave or really gifted in any extraordinary way. They were merely simple men, and Christ summoned them specifically because he wanted them. God usually calls people with virtues and qualities which are very much inadequate to the task he wants them to accomplish. Think of the 12. They're just fishermen, ordinary, average fishermen. Maybe with a few other skills thrown in for good measure, but that was it. Not a single one of them was known to be a speaker or to be able to preach well or to establish churches or build up communities of believers or to go cast out demons or anything. They did not have any of the skill sets that God was going to use them for. And yet still, they were called, each and every one of them. My brothers and sisters, we should not be surprised then by our own weakness, our own inadequacies to the task at hand. God calls those who he wants. And so if he's calling you to do something, it's because he wants you to do it. Even if you don't think you're ready, even if you don't think you have everything necessary, if God's calling you, trust that he will give you the tools and the formation and everything necessary to accomplish the task that he's set out. God always provides for the difference between where we're at and what he's asking of us. He asks only for our goodwill and the little help that we are able to give him.